Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. What's up? Brian Jones here. Another day, another dollar, fully inspired. And I want to talk about this past weekend. I was at a influencers retreat, and to my knowledge, or to my surprise, I guess you could say, I guess you can't even say it was my surprise because I knew going in. But anyway, I was the only guy there. And yeah, when I found out that I was going to be the only dude, I found out like, I think that day before, Thursday. And we had to be there on Friday. So, but when I found out on Thursday, I was like, I am not even going. I'm not going. I'm not going to be the only dude at this place where there's going to be a bunch of women, a bunch of estrogen flowing. Nah, 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 nah. I am not going to this retreat. I am not going to be the only dude. And yeah, so I brought up all these emotions and like uncomfortable awkwardness, attacks on my masculinity. So I told my friend Jane, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go. And she's like, I think you should. But then I was like, I started thinking about it. So as a men's transformation coach, this is where, you know, I'm going to be, you know, I guide guys on that head to heart transformation. So a lot of times, you know, men, when things, women too, but men, that's who I'm focusing on. Feel that feelings, we do things to avoid feeling the feelings, so whatever, for whatever reason. So for me, it was uncomfortable, so immediately I wanted to abort the mission because it was hard to confront the feelings that were brought up in me, like that were, that being the only guy brought up in me. So if I'm going to be coaching men, or if, since I do coach men actually, on that head-to-heart transformation, there's going to be a lot of times, that, and there are a lot of times, where they have to get vulnerable. And for me, if I am running and avoiding that uncomfortable feeling that they're going to be, that I expect them to have, it's not going to work out, you know? And it's hypocritical of me to expect them to let their guards down and become vulnerable on their transformation if I can't do it myself, and if I run away from it. So I fixed my mindset, I fixed my intention, and I showed up. And I'm glad I did. I really am. I'm glad I did. We had a good time. The first night, oh my God, this is so hard. The first night we kicked things off with a like an exercise. We had to look and we had to get a partner and stare into their eyes without looking away for 4 minutes. And to put that into context, because context is king, I've only been talking on this episode for 3 minutes and 22 seconds, 23 seconds, 24 seconds. So imagine, like, the whole time I've been talking, you have been staring into somebody's eyes without saying a word, and they have been staring into your eyes. Ooh, man, it's so uncomfortable, but it's a powerful exercise because it lets your guard down and you have to, it leaves you no choice but to be vulnerable because you cannot hide. You can't hide. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. So that's what I did. And I felt a connection with this woman. And it wasn't, it was like a connection on a soul to soul level, spirit to spirit, if you will. There was certain energy in that room. And it carried that environment over the whole weekend. And it was good. I'm glad we did it. And we actually did it a couple more times the following day. But I also got up. We all shared our story and practiced sharing our story. You know, everybody in there owned their own business, and or they were working on owning their own business. But I got to share my word for the year, which was inspiration, and being able to inspire men who are emotionally disconnected from themselves and their families. And I laid out my vision. And as I was doing that, as I was laying out my vision, telling my story, I felt that certain inspiration coming over me. And that's a lot to do with the masculine energy. It's like when you're really doing, right? You're doing and you're talking about your goals and you're accomplishing things. So I was really able to tap into that. And even better, when I got home, from the retreat Sunday, I did some Wim Hof breathing that we did the previous day, but I actually did it on my own. And I did that with a meditation. And as I was like flowing the energy, I was like, if you don't know what Wim Hof breathing is, it's basically you inhale and then a shallow exhale. Kind of like that, if you can hear me. But you do it for 30 seconds, a 30 count, and then you exhale. And you hold it for as long as you can, and then you repeat that for another 30 reps. And by the time I got done with that, my energy was like I tapped into masculine energy and I tapped into feminine energy, and there was a balance, and I was in this perfect alignment, and it was amazing. I felt the vibrational frequencies just permeating through my body, and it was amazing. So learning how to channel that and flow the energy and learning what I learned this weekend, it was a very, very positive weekend. I'm going to take what I learned and, you know, teach it to my clients, because there's things here where when you can harness the energy and get your masculine and feminine energy aligned and really tap into it, there's a lot of power in that, a lot of power. So the theme or the message that you can take away from this little mini episode is that on your destination, when you're on your own golden path, you're going to be confronted with, you're going to be confronted with energy and emotions that are scared energy. You know, a lot of things that are going to make you scared, a lot of things that are going to make you uncomfortable. And if it's truly in alignment with what your path is on and your purpose, it's time to face it, lean into it, if you will. Lean into that uncomfortable awkwardness, lean into that, and you'll harness a lot of power as a result. Woo-wee! So anyway, that was my weekend trip. So I'm glad I'm glad I went, and now I'm really going to focus on riding this momentum. And inspire. So that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you want a free call, if you want to hop on a free call, go to fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call and we'll get you going. All right, peace.
Whoa, did you just listen to the whole podcast all the way through? Congratulate, man, thank you. And since you did that, it must have stricken a chord or resembled or something. Resembled? Anyway, if you liked what you heard and you want more information, go to fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call. I am super pumped to help you make 2019 a breakthrough year. And I can't wait to be a part of that. So fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call. We'll get you on a 60-minute call. If you're feeling stuck in your business and in your relationships or your life, I've been there. I understand. Give me a call. We'll get through this together. Thanks again for listening. And also, head over to iTunes.com. Please give the Jones Zone podcast some love, some ratings, some shares, some comments, anything. We really appreciate it, and it helps us grow our podcast and message. So thanks again. Love you.